Good afternoon. It is me, Enzo. You are listening to Pop Goes the World. Thank you so much for dialing me up this beautiful fall, blustery, brisk, bright afternoon. And have I got just the music for you on a bright fall, brisk, blustery afternoon. Young Scum has descended upon WRIR, and they are ready to go, man. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Awesome. You guys went through a couple of sound checks. You're tight. You're ready to go. You're ready to make us swoon with your minor chords on jangly guitars?
Absolutely.
All right. They're going to do two sets for us, three songs in the first set, then we'll do a quick interview and learn all about Young Scum, and then we'll do another set of four songs. So without any further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Young Scum.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, Young Scum live in the WRIR studios. Oh, my God. Is there anything better on a brisk fall day than jangly guitars and minor chords? Once again, I submit. I yield the floor. Guys.
Hey.
Yes, there you are. Real quick, introduce yourselves. Go around the room.
All right, we've got Taylor Haig on the drum set.
Yep.
Brian Dove playing bass. Ben Medcalf on lead, and then me, Chris Smith, on rhythm and vocals.
Very nice, very nice. Well, first of all, thank you guys so much for coming down on this beautiful afternoon and doing this for us, man. I appreciate it. I had you scheduled, what was that, like 2 weeks ago, was it?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, and I had to bail on you, man. I apologize for that, but thank you so much for rescheduling and coming back.
Yeah, no problem. This is super cool.
Oh, awesome. Because Pop Goes the World's fans deserve Young Scum. That's what I say. All right, so let's get the cardigan-wearing elephant in the room out of the way real quick. Morrissey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I like Morrissey.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Clearly you like Morrissey. How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
24.
All right. So what is a young kid of 24 in 2015 doing liking Morrissey?
I don't know. I think I'm more into the more C86 stuff like that.
Sure.
But I like Morrissey. I don't know if I like him that much anymore, like as a guy, but
well, as a guy, sure, but as an artist.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I still pop him on every once in a while.
Right, really, right.
Pretty into Smith still.
Clearly, again. But what I like about you guys, though, more than anything is, I mean, yeah, there's a clear a Smith's influence there, not just lyrically and vocally, but even musically. But your drummer is much bashier. And I dig that, man. That's awesome. It's taking the Smiths and bashing the hell out of it, which is beautiful. Beautiful. Great job, man. Great job. So how long you guys been together?
We're coming up on 2 years now, I think.
Really? That long?
Yeah, I think so.
We started playing shows.
Here, you want the mic?
we can share it. We started playing shows pretty heavily, I think, June of last year.
Okay.
But we had kind of been just playing around before that.
Right.
Just in bedrooms and
sure.
Working on stuff.
Where music like this is born, in bedrooms.
Right. So I guess 2 years, but a year and a half, too.
Right.
Yeah, depends.
So where have you been hiding? In the bedrooms.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, only started playing out live for, what, six, 7 months? Is that what you're saying?
June of last year.
Last year.
So about a year and a half, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
It was the Gold Bear show, which is our first one.
Yeah.
Right. And so, how did you guys come together, first of all?
I don't know. I had a bunch of songs that I wanted to write, and just kind of asked Ben if he wanted to play guitar, and then we found Taylor through Brian, who wasn't in the band at that point. Our other friend Jason, who moved recently, Brian replaced Jason, and just kind of worked out. Yeah,
nice. And did the sound form itself, or I mean, was there an agenda?
I think
with the sound.
I mean, I'm the primary songwriter, so I guess it's like kind of follows my lead. But we definitely work as a team to kind of make it. I don't know. I think if I had my way, the songs would be kind of boring.
Really?
Yeah.
But clearly the rest of the band has the same, what you were saying, C86 influence.
I think a little bit. Me and Ben share the same music taste, and we have like overarching tastes, but I think overall, like, everybody has pretty eclectic music taste, but we have like overlapping bands that we can all like relate to.
Right, sure. Well, no, as it should be. Y'all should have as eclectic a taste as possible. But when you come together, this is the music that you make. This is the sound that comes out.
Yeah.
For better or for worse.
Yeah.
Well, for better, in my opinion. And can I tell you, man, I was telling this at the top of the show when I was telling the lovely fans of Pop Goes the World that you guys were being on. We were fighting downstairs. There was like a half a dozen DJs from WRAR downstairs, and we were fighting over who was going to get you first.
Yeah, that was awesome.
You had us all there. Paul Ivey was there. Paul, I think Paul's in the building too somehow. He came up. Let me tell you this. He actually came up because we were still up here in the studio, and he came up and was hearing, man, I can't tell you. These kids today with their band names, I mean, there's a band downstairs. They sound like the House Martins, and they call themselves Young Scum. I don't get it. So that was Paul Ivey's gripe. Nothing against your music, just your name.
Yeah.
And here's Paul. Yeah, here's Paul. Here you go. Come here, Paul. Paul has entered the studio.
It wasn't a gripe. It was an observation. It was an observation. Sounds really good.
Thank you.
Did you already shout out to Richard? He's doing such an excellent
job. Yeah, yeah. And Richard behind the board as the engineer, as always, making you guys sound fantastic.
Yeah, thank you so much.
So, yeah, that was Paul's gripe. So, Young Scum. Why Young Scum?
I think the band name came... I used it for my band camp when I was, like, still in school in, like, 2010.
Yeah.
And I felt like I was, like, kind of a piece of trash, just, like, not doing anything with my life. So there it was, Young Scum. And then we just kind of kept rolling with it.
Right.
And maybe we're doing a little more with our lives now, but...
Well, clearly you are. You're playing minor chords on jangly guitars.
Yeah, that's everything.
What better calling can there be?
Yeah.
Right? What was it? About a month ago, I had California Death. Are you familiar with California
Death?
Yeah,
that band is awesome.
Yeah, and they cited the same C86 influences as you guys did. Closed Lobsters, you know, bands like that.
Yeah.
And again, California Death. You know? And they were playing... they didn't sound like you. They had a more Closed Lobsters sound, I guess. So the titles, the names aren't fitting the music, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, you guys should be named the Bluebirds or something. No, I'm just teasing you, man. I'm just giving you a hard time.
Yeah, we'll take it into consideration after this.
I'm just teasing you. I'm giving you a hard time. I apologize. All right. Well, so tell us what do we have lined up? Anything coming up? Recordings.
We've got a bunch of new songs coming up. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, putting out a new tape, like a 4-song EP.
Nice.
We're going back into the studio in January to lay that down. Hopefully, release that out in the springtime sometime.
Awesome.
Besides that, we've got a couple shows in January.
Yeah.
We're playing a house show here in Richmond in December, but we're playing at Comet Ping Pong in D.C.
Oh, yeah.
On January 16th.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I forget, what else are we playing in January? It's something else.
With Azores.
Oh, yeah.
Still working.
Tentative. Yeah, well,
tentative, yeah.
So a couple things here and there. We're mostly just working on the new stuff and writing new stuff.
Right.
Hopefully laying down an LP at some point in 2016.
Nice. Very nice. Are you recording this yourselves? Where are you recording?
We're recording with our friend Mitch Clem, who's in the band Fight Cloud.
Okay.
And we're going out to a cabin in Fredericksburg or something?
It's like north of Lake Anna.
North of Lake Anna, Brian
okay.
says.
Nice.
But yeah, he's got like a big setup out there, and we're going to go out there for the weekend and just kind of lay it down.
Nice. Very nice. So hopefully that'll be out spring, summer?
Yeah, spring, hopefully. Yeah.
Right. Very good. All right. Well, tell me real quick before we get into your next set. Shout out some other local bands that you guys are digging on.
Well, Brian and Bender and Anna Fons.
Mm-hmm.
So you know we do a lot of stuff with them, and
right.
they rule.
Right.
let's see who else. Atta Girl, who's we played with at Banditos a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
They kind of share a little bit of the like punky twee influence that we have. Those guys are awesome.
Space Monster, Spooky Cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, our friends in Space Monster, Spooky Cool.
Right.
Blanks. Yeah. I mean, we share a practice space with like a bunch of bands that play a lot around here, and they're all
right.
really great.
Right, nice.
Yeah, thanks for being awesome, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Well, and as far as you guys are concerned, you know, because, again, every musician in this town has to have at least 4 or 5 projects going on. What else are you guys doing individually? Are you guys in any other projects?
I'm kind of doing like a bedroom pop type thing.
Okay.
With me and my girlfriend Allie. We write songs together. It's kind of like a lo-fi indie pop type thing.
Right.
Hoping to release like an EP with that sometime soon.
So how can, and excuse me for digressing here for a second, how can you have a girlfriend and write these, you know, mood-specific songs a la Morrissey? You can't do that and have a girlfriend. There's no brooding.
It's 2015.
Yeah, I have to find the line between being like angsty and happy at the same time.
Yes, that's a fine line. Well, well done. All right, who else? Anybody else in any other projects?
Yeah,
Taylor?
Taylor.
Yeah.
I play in another band called Family Bike. It's with my buddy Carl Pugh, who plays drums and sings in Museum Mouth.
Okay.
We put out a vinyl full length this past summer on Egg Hunt Records.
Nice.
Here in the city. And then also released with Negative Fun down in Raleigh.
Yeah.
And so we do a fair amount of shows and touring with that.
Nice. Nice. Very nice. Anybody else? Any other bands? Projects?
Ben and I both play in a band called Ants Bonds.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's fun.
And that's it, Brian? Anything?
Oh, that was it. Me and Ben.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you and Ben. Yeah. Okay. I was going to say, man, you only play in one band?
No way.
Philistine. Here in Richmond playing one band. What are you thinking?
Nerd.
So, well, once again, man, thank you guys so much for coming down, man. I like I said, man, you know, we were downstairs fighting over you guys. So, you know, hopefully you'll be back again on somebody else's show. Hell, you know, you're welcome to come back here whenever you want. By all means, before you release the new stuff in the spring, please come on back and preview it here.
Sure, that would be awesome.
Yeah, no. Thank you guys so much for coming down. Are you going to do one more set? Four songs?
Yep.
Awesome. All right, ladies and gentlemen, once again, Young Scum.
I was not about to lose you.
great nostalgia. I miss her too much to want to go back. I know you say it's okay. Got a zoner and a bag of chips. I know you say it's okay. Got a zoner and a kiss. Your lips. If it were easy, wouldn't that be nice? I wash my worries away with a slice. Job where everyone doesn't hate their lives. I know you say it's okay. Got a zoner and a bag of chips. I know you say it's okay. Got a zoner and a kiss. Your hand. We'll be right back. you, but I wish I could live that moment over and over. That moment over and over. And she can't see through a movie, but she can watch hours of X-Files without a break. And to pick off the candy line in our way. And I can wait till summer when I can hold your hand. And I worry about a thing, it's so demanding. This life of mine. It's Friday and I need you. 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 It's Friday.
Yes, yes, indeed. Oh, Young Scum live on Pop Goes the World, man. That was awesome. That was awesome.
Thank you.
Oh man, I've had this huge grin on my face for the last 45 minutes, and it's going to take probably the entire weekend before this grin comes off of my face. I can't even begin to tell you. Thank you guys so much for coming down and doing this.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us. It was awesome.
No. My pleasure. My pleasure completely. And yeah, the door is always open, man. Whenever you guys want to come back, you know, you don't even have to call. How about that? just bash the door down. Yeah, just bash the door down any Friday afternoon and say, hey, we want to play some songs. Yeah, done. Cool. All right. Cool. Fair enough. Awesome. Once again, Young Scum, thank you guys so much for coming down.